To another existential episode of The Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time, sitting here with you until noon today. Yes, and it looks like summer has finally arrived. What a day. Bad day for radio. You're all probably halfway out the door already, huh? Well, I'm going to try to make it good for you when you're out traveling around today. Of course, summer really began yesterday with the nude bike ride that took place up at Skinner Butte Park. And I was there for it, although I did not participate as public service. Yet, lots of perverts like me hanging around and watching, you know. I mean, before you judge, before you throw the first stone, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. And it was groovy, all these people on bicycles, all naked, driving around town and painted themselves, and just wonderful Eugene scene. Yes, do not diss your town. Do not cast aspersions upon Eugene. This is going to be a happening summer. Things are going to come alive this summer. Eugene is the place to be in the Northwest. Forget about Portland. Forget about Seattle. It's right here. Right here, in little old Eugene. It's going to be a groovy summer. And tonight, the Fire Sign Theater comes to town. I'll be there, and it's going to be so much fun. There's so much to do in this town. My friends from L.A. can't believe how busy I am. Anyways, sit back, relax, and have a nice hot cup of cop.
I don't know how you came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the new age, because there's a seeker born every minute. Yes, I'm Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and call me happy because I am. Because you're listening to another in a series of my mind-breaking records, Men Never Lived on Earth, which started off with I Came From Outer Space, followed by Strangers at Our Door, which includes the ultra-high-speed recording of real gas music from Jupiter. If you haven't got them, buy them now. I was right about the comet. Get them and see why. Write me here in my award-winning communication trailer, Space Nyan, Blue Mouse Trailer Resort, Hellmouth, California, 90666.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I said, you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh. I've got wounds to survive. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I said, just to ease my pain. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh. You were said you were on my mind.
Difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Owl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry.
Shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry.
After this message.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our Napalm Olive camera is focused on her.
No, it's true. You see, my husband is a policeman, and you wouldn't believe how dirty he gets my clothes. I mean it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, but we believe Mrs. BQ. And listen to her reaction.
I worry about it all night sometimes, you know. I hate to admit it. Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon, new napalm olive with enzyme...
Is it end of the world, Bert? And you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Lompox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now-a-go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
I'm thinking about her this whole world.
You know, I love Errol Garner, and this is a real cool Errol Garner record. Let me find this. Errol Garner, One World Concert. Yeah, recorded at the Seattle World's Fair, I think, 1964. Surprisingly, on Reprise Records. Yeah, yeah. The Way You Look Tonight, baby. Sunday Morning Hangover with you. Reverend Mark Time, we heard the Beach Boys, This Whole World. One of those great missed Beach Boys songs. How many chord changes does that song have anyhow? I just love Sunflower by the Beach Boys. Before that, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. We heard a few excerpts from that. The Fire Sign Theater coming to town tonight at the Holt Center. Association doing Windy. Now, what the cool thing about that song was they opened up last episode of Breaking Bad with that, and it was all about a hooker doing what she does best, and everyone knows it's windy. Yes, the wind was blowing on that episode, and let me tell you, it was an astounding opening. I cannot wait for tonight's final episode of Breaking Bad on AMC. I just love that show. Of course, Mad Men's coming back real soon. And we heard some more Fire Sign. We heard the record skip. And we started out with Happy Harry Cox from Fire Sign Theater. But what I really want to talk about right now is a man named Crispian St. Peters. We heard Crispian St. Peters' version of You Were On My Mind, the Ian and Sylvia song, also made popular by the Wii 5. But he puts an edge on it. And Crispian St. Peters, by the way, died this week. It's really kind of tragic. I got a little bit here. Born in 1939. Who was fought? This is, by the way, from a blog called Ill Folks. Who was following the Pied Piper? Death. But he follows everyone. And yesterday he caught up with Robin Peter Smith, also known as Crispian St. Peters, singer of a one-hit wonder back in 1966. Covered Phil Oakes. He was on a Decca contract from England. And, Decca kind of signed him up. He had a big hit with You Were On My Mind in England. and the guy was sort of a powerhouse. He suffered a stroke in 95. He had a final performance in 1999. Had a bad bout with pneumonia in 2003. Every now and then, people would turn up at clubs and pretend they were Crispy in St. Peter's, but we know better than that. The Big Hit by Crispy in St. Peter's, something I grew up with, which I have to play now because it's just such an incredible song. The Pied Piper, We Remember You, Crispy in St. Peter's.
Hi, this is Sarah from Wasilla, and you're listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover on KWVA Eugene.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Hey, come on, baby.
Los Angeles, he walks again by night. Out of the fog, into the smog. Relentlessly, ruthlessly,
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly, toward his weekly meeting with the unknown. At 4th and Drucker, he turns left. At Drucker and 4th, he turns right. He crosses MacArthur Park and walks into a great sandstone building.
Oh, my nose!
Groping for the door, he steps inside, climbs the 13 steps to his office. He walks in. He's ready for mystery. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything. He's...
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
I want to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
No anchovies? You've got the wrong man. I spell my name, Danger.
What?
The makers of fantastic cigarettes, long in the leaf and short in the can, bring you another true story from the tattered casebook of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Let's join him now in the adventure we call...
Cut him off at the past!
Yeah. Ex-boyfriend is a beautiful thing, pretty as a diamond ring. He's an entertainer, he never fails. He left this message on my voicemail. Message, message, message. Message is a symbol of something. Message, message, message. Message. Click. I wouldn't say that I was rejected. It was something we both kind of expected. Maybe things would have been better if we talked. Things got a lot better after he walked. Message, 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 a symbol of something. Message, 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 click. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ex-boyfriend definitely ex to spider because of certain factors. Favorite thing he said's gotta be, you will always be cute to me. Message, message, message. Message is a symbol of something. Message, message, message. Message, click. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, that last track was recorded live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover last week with the incredible local talent of Honey Visor. A song called Message. That's why I played Wild Honey Pie by the Beatles and played the Iketts' I'm Blue, the gong, gong, gong song for, that's for you, Sherry. And we started out with The Adventures of Nick Danger. Another Sunday Morning Hangover. Already a half an hour flies by because we're having fun. Yes, and it's going to be a fun summer, yes. And it was cool being out on the street yesterday and running into friends. I ran into an old friend, Pete Weinberger. Used to do a show here on KWVA, and it was so good to see you, Pete. Great to hear from you. Another old friend just called, Reed. Yes, Reed. Glad you're out there. Glad you're all out there. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the guy that told me I'm in on the front page of today's paper. In some article, I still don't believe it. I'm going to have to check it out. But I'm excited about this summer because not only is Fire Sign Theater coming to town, but one of my other favorite people is coming to town. And, you know, who was the coolest Beatle, do you think? I just read a book, I think, by Bob Tompkins about the Beatles. And John is a maniac. Paul is a total control freak. George is a curmudgeon. But who was the coolest Beatle? It was Ringo. Yes, Ringo. And Ringo's coming to town August 1st, and I'll be there, yeah.
When I was a little boy, way back home in Liverpool, my mama told me I was great. Was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. And now I'm a man. A woman took me by. Great.
Across the wine, dark seas of space, out of the memory hole, comes the star investigator of the Circumsolar Federation. Yes, it's time once again for Mark Time!
This is the CBS Evening News, with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bomb deaths. Top FBI. Killed and injured children. Police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out. Rock. Rock. Rocked by rape, Rocked? Rocked? Rocked by rape? Rocked? Rocked? Rocked by rape? Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape? Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal, persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist, massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. Rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Disgruntled conspirator, attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate, tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban, punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline, make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminals, murdering a man, tough. Diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation. Fraudulent assassins. Mysterious murder. Chemical terrorism. Military targets. Fatal crash. Danger. The freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents, problems. Punitive damages. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
everybody, you would not guess what is going on right now. This is the Reverend Mark Time, Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm on the phone with Dave Osman, and because our phone connection here does not put people on the air this week, I want Dave, just give a big yell. Ready, Dave? Go.
Show is for industry. Show is for the dead.
Hi, this is Joe Beats. We've got Dave Osman. I am going to attempt to interview them today for their show tonight at the Holt Center at 7:30. So I'm so excited. Look, I'm going back on the phone with Dave. You guys listen to Eddie Keno. We're listening to Eddie Keno. Something I just never thought would happen would be a member of the Fire Sign Theater calls me here on the air. Wow. And unfortunately, I would have put him on the air, but like I said, we do not have a connection. Reverend Mark Time will be going out later today with a tape recorder trying to corral those guys when they come to town. So hopefully I'll have some audio next week about this band, Fire Sign Theater.
Out. Jim and Nelly, House of Fire. Rolling. Anytime, Jim.
One,
two,
three.
One, two, three. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears. Mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. In 1950, while you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black and white, single cis-ex, the snowbound American family, and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s, a lavish epoch set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that something? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent. Not old enough to care by the time was up for the old gym. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging 60s.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have a nice days afterwards in a wartime frenzy. Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When it was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back.
We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then after a long string of local fireworks, first the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it. And so the Pegasus leaped skyward that sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
That's a question for the computer.
Back here, it was business as usual.
The Irish-Israeli crisis.
The near-tragic Latin American devaluation.
The Pacific energy conflict.
The pirate raids of 85 and 86.
Those something. And yet at home, things slowed down a lot. Eco-planning and life system improvement, together with the population stabilization program under President Polk, created the North American Village Movement. By 1988, just as you were entering the orbit of Planet X, political life began to become a thing of the past.
Some called them the empty 80s, but now others are being naughty in the naked 90s. New words like Nav-Shmav-Kapop,
Boltorama,
Tide Energy,
Zeppelin,
Simulaser,
Retirement Camp, and new ideas like
Poupain,
Equalism,
Divisibility,
Songkwo Run Shanyen,
new tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland,
and a few surprises, Mark. For instance, a new head in Rushmore National Park, and final elimination of the combustion engine, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yes, it's nicer to be alive in 1995.
I'll say.
And it will be a flash to have you back. Sorry we haven't been able to bring you right up to date, but very soon now the Cape will be shut back, terminating the North American effort in space. Except, of course, for you.
That's right, Mark. And what a time you've missed. It's been entertaining to share it with you on The Years in Your Ears. This is Jim.
And Nellie Housefire saying,
so long until last time again.
Yeah, so what do you do when one of your idols from your youth from like 30, 40 years ago calls you on the phone and says, how you doing? Dave Osmond, also known as Mark Time. Yes, where did Mark Time, myself, the Reverend Mark Time, get my name? From this album, How Time Flies by David Osmond, who just talked to me on the phone. Wow, I am just, I've really got to regroup. It's like it knocked me off my chair having that guy call in. How Time Flies, out of print, of course, David Osmond from the Fireside Theater, who are appearing tonight. We're listening to Jimmy Smith, Close to You. And let me get myself together here. We heard some Eddie Kino. We heard, I'm just really knocked out. The Evolution Control Committee, who are coming to town. We heard a song called Rocked by Rape, that Dan Rather thing. Well, guess what? Me, the Reverend Mark Time, is opening up for the Evolution Control Committee and a group called the Brand Flakes. Now, the Brand Flakes, I'm going to be playing some of them in a few minutes. They're another band that's very close to my heart. They basically use a lot of found sound and a lot of junky old, puppet records and things to make mix-ups and mash-ups and stuff. So, July 4th at the Cowfish, Reverend Mark Time, Evolution Control Committee, and the Brand Flakes. It's going to be a media class production. We had some Honey Visor back there, some Ringo Starr. I'm still in shock. I don't even know what to play next. Where am I going? I've got two records spinning in front of me. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. That's what I was going to do, was talk about another gentleman that left us who... I got stuff scattered all over the studio here. And there's another gentleman that passed away this week. He was from the Isley Brothers, and I want to play a little track from them. Yeah.
super juicy little jab. But don't touch, baby. No, don't touch. Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
Sexy lady.
Who's that lady?
Beautiful lady.
Who's that lady?
You fine lady.
Who's that lady?
I would dance upon a string, and if she'd want a ring, I would give her anything if she would just do what I say.
Wow, all kinds of celebrities calling in. I just heard from Frog. Let's talk about the Isleys for a minute. You know, you've heard of the Isleys, their earlier career, where they did things like Shake It Up Baby and Twist and Shout, Come On, Come On, Come On, and It's Your Thing. But the guy that died last week is a guy named Marvin Isley. He was in the instrumental portion of the band in the late 60s, but really didn't join the band as a full-fledged Isley until this era, the Isleys era. Marvin Isley died last week, was one of the members of this group from Cincinnati, and Frog called in and said, yeah, they're from my hometown. They formed a trio. He formed a trio with Ernie and Chris, and by the end, they joined the other half, the Isley Brothers. So they were official members from 1973 on up. And they splintered in 84 with the original band carrying on as the Isley Brothers, while this band, Marvin, Ernie, and Chris formed Isley Jasper Isley. Of course, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Isley developed diabetes, had both legs removed, and died last week from complications of diabetes at the age of, like, 56 years old. What a shame. A tribute to you, Mr. Isley. Let's get it some more happy stuff. I told you celebrities are calling. Frog has his frog joke of the day. Are you ready? He called in and said, how can you tell when a moth farts? And Frog's answer was, he flies in a straight line. Way to go there, Frog. I was telling you that I'm opening for the Evolution Control Committee and Brand Flakes. You might wonder what the Brand Flakes sound like. They sound like this.
Maybe it seems like silly chatter coming from me, this might not matter. Hope you don't think I mean to flatter, but nice, I think you're nice.
Oh, how could you understand?
Well, I mean, I think you're...
Go away!
I think you're...
Oh, what's the use? I'm leaving this awful place.
Very.
What did you say?
Nice.
Cigarillo. Dannemann.
This is Sarah from Wasilla, and you're listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover on KWVA